I'm Todd Stapleton with News on Demand for VandaliaRadio.com. We're looking at rain today, then snow over the area tonight. Rain for most of the day today with a high of 42. Winds out of the east shifting to the west, gusting 30 miles per hour today. Then snow likely for tonight with a low of 25. Winds will be out of the west tonight and will gust up to 40 miles per hour. We're expecting new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible tonight. Latest situation report from the National Weather Service in St. Louis states we have a 12% chance of getting 1 inch of snow. Meanwhile, another potential winter storm could hit the area on Friday and Friday night, with much colder temperatures to follow. An American Red Cross blood drive in honor of Colin Ledbetter and first responders injured in the line of duty being held today. Back in January of 2022, Officer Colin Ledbetter and his partner were both shot during a pursuit, with Colin working as a St. Louis police officer at the time. Colin had 3 gunshot wounds, leading to a massive loss of blood, and for his heart to stop, it took a large team of EMS doctors and dozens of blood products to save his life. Blood drive is going on today from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Vandalia Moose Lodge at 328 South 3rd Street in Vandalia. You're asked to donate in honor of Colin and all the police officers, firefighters, and first responders injured in the line of duty. Miss Fayette County Fair Queen 2023, Josie Strau, will be competing at the Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Pageant. Miss Illinois County Fair Queen Pageant will take place at the IAAF Convention, held January 11th through 14th at the Crown Plaza in Springfield. Strau will compete along with 72 other contestants from throughout the state. Strau is the 20-year-old daughter of Darren and Andrea Strau. She's attending Murray State University to obtain a bachelor's degree, then master's in education and teach youth about the diversity and inclusiveness of agriculture. U.S. Supreme Court is denying an Illinois lawmaker's request to refuse Illinois' high court ruling that upheld the state's gun and magazine ban. The denial of State Representative Dan Calkins' request essentially closes the door on any legal challenges to the law. Illinois Supreme Court ruled in August that the gun ban does not violate state constitution. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the law last year. No matter how you slice it, the compliance rate for Illinois' gun ban registry is in the single digits, according to a gun dealer group. A year ago this week, Governor Pritzker enacted the ban on certain semi-automatic firearms, magazines, and attachments. The measure included a registration requirement. Last month, Governor Pritzker explained the purpose for the registry.
And you want to make sure that you know where those very, very deadly weapons are, who owns them, when and if a crime is committed with one of them.
But the most recent numbers of those who registered before the January 1st deadline is 1.22% of the total number of firearm owner ID card holders. Dan Eldridge of Federal Firearms Licensees of Illinois said other estimates may bring the compliance rate somewhere between 4 and 8%.
These are absolute best case numbers for the state, that you're under 10% compliance. We think it's closer to 4. It's just a mass rejection of this act.
Being found with a banned firearm that's not registered could lead to criminal charges. Lawsuits against the law are still pending. An Illinois state lawmaker calling on Biden administration to close the U.S. southern border after his trip to Texas. Illinois has seen nearly 30,000 migrants arrive since August of 2022, which has left many communities in need of help and several others refusing to take part in sheltering the non-citizen migrants. State Representative Brad Holbrook visited the border last week and explained what he saw.
Eye-opening experience, to say the least, and I would advise everybody to take a trip down there that's involved in policymaking or want to know what the real story is.
And Holbrook says many are dying in their attempt to cross the border into America.
The farm we visited, 57 bodies were discovered in 1 week on this pecan farm in the last few months. I don't remember. That's just 1 week. That wasn't all of them.
Illinois has spent around $500 million on the migrant issue in the past year. That's a look at News on Demand for VandaliaRadio.com. I'm Todd Stapleton.